for stopping in. We saw on Instagram you got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of walk us through it. I'm sure, you know, Packers fans love this kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it was an amazing day. yeah, it was an amazing day. Basically, I planned it for the past couple weeks now, and we did on Rockefeller, up in Rockefeller Plaza. It was the bar 65, like 65 floors up. But yeah, basically, when we were there, we got to the end of dinner, and I walked, went to the bathroom, kind of gave myself a pep talk. I was like, all right, Blake, you can do this. Don't be nervous. Because at first I was like, okay, this can't be too bad. Like, I talk in front of crowds, do those types of things. And then it hit me, and I was just like, oh, gosh, nervous, shaking. I was like, I haven't felt this since, like, I was in elementary school. But, yeah, and then I ended up, to rewind, she wanted a jersey of mine because she was like, everybody has your jersey. Why don't I have one? So I put Mrs. Martinez on the back. Gave it to her, and then basically proposed to her right after that. And yeah, she obviously was extremely excited, said yes.
Most important part.
Yes, that was the most important part. And then yeah, it was awesome.
When was that, Blake?
So it was this last week. It was on Wednesday. It was her birthday too, so double whammy.
Smart.
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. It gives me a good reminder.
Well played. Before the bye week, you were leading the NFL in tackles. Got the team, but I mean, that's a pretty impressive stat given where you started and where you are now.
No, yeah, I think kind of going throughout it all, it's just I look at those things and think it's cool and those types of stuff, but I just know how much better I can be. And a lot of people, I think, last game were like, oh, you had 16 tackles or whatever it was, and I was like, yeah, but I should have had like 25. And it's just those little plays that you kind of left out there. And I think it's one of those things that each and every week I want to keep improving on those things. So I do make every play that I have the capability to. I don't want to kind of step outside of my boundaries and try to make every play. I just want to make the plays that are presented to myself.
Like Blake said this morning, you want everybody to play faster, both offense and defense. So what does that mean for your unit? How can you guys play faster? Maybe it's the substitution issues that you guys have had the last couple of weeks. Is there more to it than that?
No, I think that's obviously one of them. I think overall it's just kind of having that communication down. I think that's the kind of part that's been hurting us across the board, understanding personnel that's in, understanding the play that's in, getting everything situated so we can be football players. We don't have to kind of, all right, hey, what's the play call? What's the play call? And the ball snapped or those types of things. And I think as long as we get that down, we're allowed to just line up and play. And all of us are extremely talented football players or we wouldn't be here. And I think having that capability and having that opportunity to do that is just going to help us move forward.
How important is this week for you guys to kind of set the tone for the second part of your season, especially fighting to get in the playoffs without your quarterback playing?
Yeah, obviously, it's tough not having Aaron, but like I said before, like we're all football players. We all have the capability of winning football games. And I think kind of coming and stepping out here and getting that first win, coming out of this bye week is going to be huge for us, and like, every win is huge. So as long as we can keep doing that and have that kind of momentum shifts moving forward in a positive direction, we'll be good.
Mike said it was really cool to have Aaron in the building. How, as a player, how cool is it to have him back in this building just to have the leader of the pack, even though he can't play, to be around it and meeting him and stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, and he's a warrior. I think I saw him. He didn't have, like, a sling on, didn't have anything. He was just – I was like, where's your sling? He's like, I don't need one. I'm ready to go. I was like, all right, I mean, hey, we're good. But, yeah, no, it's cool to see him, and it's awesome to see that he's coming back here and making sure everyone's on track.